butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
All of this town seems drunk tonight, and I'm looking for the girls I see now are driving around in borrowed minivans. They're wearing tank tops and knee-high pants and laughingly singing out loud. They're running around this old town looking for the men. Some of the people seem lost tonight with all the drunken hands in flight. So take me to the country line. It's time for us to make our stand, and it's time to make some music right. We'll know each other better tonight. So carry me up past the place I live. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to give you everything, anything, little and big. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to live. We're leaving the land of buried barns to wet basement apartments and into arms. Flying birds through the watery parks. We'll fly on our bikes in this dark, 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 dark. And all of the people are with us.
All right, that was Julie Dwan from her album from a couple of years ago. Headphones up. There we go. Her album a couple of years ago called I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. That was the song Borrowed Minivans. Wonderful stuff. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is, it's SoCan Monitoring Week, so if I sound a little more like scattered than usual, it's because I have a whole bunch of paperwork to keep track of. Today's show, almost all local. From now on, all local. That particular song from Julie, she's living in Toronto right now, but she's also sometimes in Sackville, New Brunswick. A very interesting story about her recently in the Globe and Mail about how she's playing in coffee shops just to fill in between gigs and other things like that, because she's living in Toronto because her The father of her children is going to school there, so she's sort of stuck in this very expensive place to live, and how tough that can be for a musician. On today's show, lots of new stuff. Some new Bleeding Hearts. Their album is going to come out in a couple weeks. A newish demo from Jay Arner. His band is making their debut in a week and a bit. Some new Mac DeMarco, some new Ballantine, some new Aaron Reed, some new Fanshawe, some new Grimes, new No Gold, new Teen Days. Oh my God, what a great show! Let's just get to it. Okay, so the Bleeding Hearts, they've been around for a couple of years, and they have an album coming out in 2 weeks, let's say, 2 weeks tomorrow. On the 17th, they're going to be playing a record release show at the Waldorf with their pals. Who is it? I'll look it up and figure out exactly who's playing with them, but it should be a great show. And they recently debuted this new track. It's called Walls Come Tumbling Down. It's very good. So let's give that a listen. After that, some Jay Arner, he of Fine Mist and other bands. He's the drummer for Bleeding Hearts. And a number of the Bleeding Hearts members are in his new band that he's formed to kind of back up his solo stuff. So Hassan, the lead singer of Bleeding Hearts, plays guitar in the Jay Arner band. Rose Melberg, who plays bass in Bleeding Hearts, plays drums. I think that's it. But yeah, there's a lot of crossover, and Jay plays drums in Bleeding Hearts. After that, we're going to hear some Brave Irene, one of Rose Melberg's other bands. So lots of cool stuff. Let's give this a listen. This is Bleeding Hearts, Walls Come Tumbling Down. Here we go. Sounds weird. Just a second. Let's see if we go back and try that again.
I just hope when those walls come tumbling down. Thursday, February 2nd, CITR is proud to sponsor Doldrums at the historic Waldorf Hotel. With local guests, teen days, and myths, the night will be overflowing with hazy pop and dark melodies alike. That's Doldrums, with guests, teen days, and myths as a part of the Waldorf's Multi-Room Thursdays. For more information, go to thewaldorfhotel.com. Doldrums at the Waldorf is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Elliot Clark is a professor, poet, playwright, and literary critic born in 1960 in Windsor, Nova Scotia. Along with his extensive personal bibliography, Clark has been instrumental in promoting African-Canadian writers, publishing the anthology Odyssey's Home, Mapping African-Canadian Literature in 2002. Clark has received numerous awards, including the Portia White Prize for Artistic Achievement, the Martin Luther King Jr. Achievement Award, and the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Fellows Prize, as well as 7 honorary doctorates. His expansive catalog contains works in poetry, fiction, and drama.
Next up is a clip of Clark's slam poetry, taken from the Calgary Spoken Word Festival in 2011.
To bask, Biarritz, you and your wallet willingly go splits where the Atlantic flows in starts and fits, and spirits are spruced up with a lime spritz, and bikinis look best as two teeny bits. Glamour dance.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's true. It is Black History Month. And not next week, but the week after that, there'll be a very special Dunkin' Donuts Black History Month episode. So look out for that. So let's say what we heard. Let's go through it. Brave Irene was up just before that PSA. That was the song River to Sea from the self-titled EP that Brave Irene put out last year on Slumberland Records. Before that, we heard Jay Arner with his demo for Wildest One. And Jay Arner and his band will be making their debut at the Zoo Shop. That's going to be a week tomorrow, the 10th. They're playing with Apollo Ghosts and Movie Land, which is the new band that Adrian from Aunts and Uncles is in. And she's in that band with Allie from Kidnap Kids. So quite a bill. Both of those bands making their debut with Apollo Ghosts. Woo! And at the top, we heard Bleeding Hearts, who are playing at the Waldorf on February 17th with their album release. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next, someone who used to play in Vancouver a lot, used to live here. His name is Mac DeMarco. When he was here in Vancouver, he recorded as Makeout Videotape. But now he is going by his own name, Mac DeMarco, and he has a new EP out called Rock and Roll Nightclub. It's a cassette put out by Green Burrito Records here in Vancouver. I think he's also signed to New York's Captured Tracks, but I'm not sure if they're going to put out something related with Rock and Roll Nightclub or what, but the tape was put out by a Vancouver label, so that's pretty cool. We're going to hear One More Tear to Cry. After that, some Ballantines, their local band, maybe from Victoria. But they have a record out on La-Ti-Da Records. They've got a show coming up on Valentine's Day at the Biltmore. I'll tell you about that when we're back. But let's start off with Mac DeMarco. This is from his tape, Rock and Roll Nightclub. This is the song One More Tear to Cry.
Thank you.
All right, that was Aaron Reed from his SoundCloud page. That was the song The Cat in the Doorway. I don't know that his band is playing anytime soon, but you can see Aaron Reed every Sunday at the Sunday service at the Cosmic Zoo on Broadway. He is a very funny man, in addition to being a very talented musician. Before that, we heard The Ballantines from Vancouver, signed to La Ti Da Records. That was the song The Message from their The Message 7-inch. They're going to be playing a show at the Biltmore on Valentine's Day with Pleasure Cruise, which should be a really fun night. So consider going down there and seeing some great soul. And at the top, we heard Mac DeMarco from the EP Rock and Roll Nightclub. That was One More Tear to Cry. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. About 25 minutes left. Yeah. Fanshawe, local band. A bit of a hiatus right now, but they're revving things up again. Liv is Ms. Fanshawe, and she recently shot a video for her latest song. It's called Off On, and it was shot this past weekend, so hopefully it'll be hitting the internet in the next couple of weeks. So we're going to listen to Off On. After that, Grimes, her new album is called Visions, and she's going to be playing in town at the Fortune Sound Club on February 18th with Born Gold. That'll be pretty fun. So let's give a listen to some Fanshawe and then listen to some Grimes here on CITR. Here we go.
Tires. Cause you were born this way, baby.
Pride UBC presents Out Week 2012 from February 6th through the 15th. Out Week promises to bring you the most relevant workshops on human sexuality, cultural events, and a fabulous queer prom banquet on Friday the 10th. Come out and join Pride UBC as they kick off the week with an exciting rainbow flag-raising event Monday, February 6th at noon at the flagpole north of the sub. Check out the full list of events at outweek.prideubc.com. Friday, February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal, on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advance tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street, and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with Doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Okay, that was, why can't I hear anything? Okay, that was Two Bad Catholics from their album Mallory Town, the song Circulating Beam of Light. Julia from Two Bad Catholics, also from No Kids, has teamed up with Justin, her bandmate from No Kids, to put on something called No Lights, No Lycra in Vancouver. They did it every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30 at the Russian Hall in Strathcona. I never made it. I'm so disappointed that I didn't make it. But hopefully, I've heard a rumor that they may start doing it again, so hopefully it'll start up again and I'll get to dance it. Seven is tough for me. Putting the baby to sleep, having to get across town to get to Strathcona, it's tricky, but I hope they re-up on No Lights, No Lycra Vancouver and keep it going. You can look for it online and there's a bunch of info. They posted some playlists. Looked like a lot of fun. Before that, you heard Grimes from her brand new album, Visions, the song 8, playing Fortune Sound Club February 18th, as you heard in that PSA. And before that, Fanshawe, look out for the video soon for her new hit single, Off On. Hit single, Off On. All right, we have 15 minutes left. We're going to enter the chill zone. We're going to chill out a little, keep it, chill wavy, I guess, dreamy. No Gold, a fantastic local band, put out their debut album last year, and they have a new single. It's called Good Bad, and it's fantastic. Also, the day before, Teen Days put up a new song from his new album, and it's called All of Us Together, and that song is called Brooklyn Sunburn. So two great bands from Vancouver putting up, well, one's from Abbotsford, essentially the greater Vancouver area, putting up great, relaxing, chill tunes. So let's give those a listen. Here is No Gold with Good and Bad. Good and Bad decisions all around. Good and Bad. Here we go.
Good.
I feel so relaxed. I feel so chilled out. Thank you, Teen Days and No Gold. So that was Teen Days from his forthcoming album, All of Us Together. That was the song Brooklyn Sunburn. And before that, we heard No Gold with Good and Bad. Good and Bad Decisions all around us. That's going to do it for this almost like 95% local, all Canadian, all independent episode of Dunkin' Donuts. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. You can check the playlist there and get the podcast from citr.ca. Next week, I hope to have a special guest, but I'm not going to announce it yet because it's not confirmed. But hopefully it's some people from a band that are releasing an album very soon. But we'll see if that works out. Going to close things out with the Lost Lovers Brigade. This is the project of, I forget her name, but it features Larissa from Kelarissa, of Kelarissa fame and Tally Ho fame, and also Adrian and Jay from, and Jason from Apollo Ghosts, and I forget her name. Oh, boy. That's too bad. I should have looked that up before I started talking. But they're very good, and they have a new album out. It's called Little Skeletons, and this is the song Picture. So let's give that a listen, and I will pipe in the middle of the song to tell you who I'm talking about. Here we go. Here is Picture by Lost Lovers Brigade. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. Bye. May Rembold. Alicia May Rembold, of course. It's her project, so that's good.
Why can't you let me go? Why can't you let me go?